Time for Politics Wednesday. Stephen Joyce and Stuart Nash are with us. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Mike.
Stuart. How are you?
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
This Manus Island offer, Stuart. At what point do you ascertain the line to be moving from a genuine offer to getting up Malcolm Turnbull's nose?
Look, I think Jacinda's smarter than that. You know, this is about doing the right thing. She's reached out and said, hey, look, you've got a problem. We've got a solution. How about we work together? You know, Jacinda, believe me, is not the sort of person who does things to get up people's nose. She is the sort of person that just tries to do the right thing. I think this is what this is about.
Even though they've been cleared by the United Nations, do you worry that there would be a lot of people in this country who would be deeply, deeply worried about the calibre of those 150, or at least some of them, if they came here?
We take a lot of refugees as a country, and I think it's the right thing to do. It's part of, you know, being a good global citizen. You know, it's not as if they arrive here and we say, okay, good luck, you know, off you go. We do wrap a lot of services around them to make sure that, you know, they have the best possible chance to integrate.
But people might be a bit confused as to why you want to clamp down on immigration for people who actually come and work in New Zealand and are needed, their skills are needed, but at the same time wanting to increase the refugee quota. I mean, that doesn't feel really consistent.
It's a fair comment. And so what we've said is that, you know, we understand that there is a responsibility for being a good global citizen. And one of those is taking people for whom life really has, I was going to use the term I can't use on radio, but it has been a struggle. You know, we're not talking about people who are living in luxury. We're talking about people who are coming from places that we can't even comprehend.
Sure.
And we've done this under all governments, and we'll continue to do it, but yeah. Immigration, yeah, but, that's a completely different story.
Well, it's not a completely different story.
Government,
it's actually,
as well. I mean,
you take refugees. Absolutely. We all take refugees. It's just a question of priorities. I actually think New Zealanders will be a bit confused as to why we've spent so much time on this issue over the last week. So on the one hand, yep, absolutely, make the offer, because actually we've all made the offer. We've offered to help the Australians out. This is not a new offer. But it seems, at least from this distance, that New Zealand's number one foreign affairs priority that's been all-consuming over the last week, actually more so than TPP, appears to be these refugees at Manus Island. And I just scratch my head to think, is that what New Zealanders want to see us focus on all the time? I mean, it's an Australian issue which we can help with and then move on.
Yep. Stephen, I think you're being a little disingenuous there. You know, if you have a look at what Jacinda and David Parker have achieved with TPP, you know,
all they've done is help rename it, to be blunt.
Having said that, but before we get on to TPP, so stay with the Manus Island. Here's my problem with it, Stuart, and that is what you cannot get around, even though they're cleared by the UN. What you cannot get around is these are people who paid some crooks to jump on a boat in the hope that they would land in Australia, and there are genuine other refugees who didn't do that, didn't jump the queue, went with the rules. Why don't we take them? And the moment you take your Manus Islanders, is you set a bad precedent.
Well, look, I understand that argument. There's no doubt about that. But again, we're not talking about, you know, people in New Zealand have paid crooks to get from Woodville to Auckland. We're talking about people who are in incredibly desperate situations, who often fear for their lives, and the only chance they feel that they have got for survival, let alone ability to live a life that you and I have, they can only dream of that.
Yep, I get all of that. No one says their plight.
Measures.
Yeah, but no one says the plight isn't desperate, but there are genuinely desperate people who have followed the rules, and why should the people who followed the rules be put behind the people who didn't follow the rules?
And the wider context is that actually Australia has a really difficult issue here, which has dominated their politics now for a decade. And that is, of course, they are a lot closer to the countries where these people set off from than we are.
Yep.
They've had to deal with people drowning. They've had to deal with all the boats. They've had this debate for more than a decade, because it started under John Howard. And they've had to deal with all these issues. And they've, nobody's saying it's easy for them. Nobody's saying they've landed in the right place. But we could at least show a little bit of respect for the difficulty that they're dealing with.
Oh, look, I agree with you, Stephen. This is a hugely complex issue. No one is doubting that. But what I am saying is we have got an issue in front of us at the moment. We provide Australia with a solution. We'll take these 150 refugees to help solve a problem you have got in the immediate present. And, let's deal with the substantive issue a little bit later. But I just think what Jacinda has done is the right thing. I think it's most New Zealanders expect. And, if Malcolm Turnbull wants to accept it, then good on him. If he doesn't, well...
All right, fair enough. All right, let's just give us the update, Stuart. Do the Greens aren't part of the TPP? They're not voting for it. Will New Zealand First, are they on board or no?
Unsure yet. And I think what I've heard, and I think what I've heard from my New Zealand First colleagues, is they need to see the substantive document. None of us.
The substantive document hasn't changed. I mean, the substantive document, I can photocopy it for them.
It's, well, it haven't said that, Stephen.
I can give you the old one. No, I can give you the old one and just put a big C and a P on the front of the TPP.
As you know very well, one of the main concerns of New Zealand First was the investor-state dispute settlement clause.
And they haven't changed anything.
Well, they've tidied it up. They've changed it a little bit. Having said that, Stephen, you're going to vote.
Let's be clear. They haven't changed, if I could use a technical term, bugger all. The simple reality of it is that, you know, they've changed about a millimetre on the side. This whole idea that somehow we'll do a side letter with Australia was done actually last year. It's another triumph of spin over substance. And all they've done is slap those two initials on the front.
Having said that, you will vote for it, though, won't you?
Absolutely, because it's in the best interest of New Zealand, and we've been clear all the way along. And frankly, I don't think it matters that New Zealand First don't vote for it, except that it does raise some very interesting questions about this, you know, the nature of this government, when the first significant thing that is a big opportunity for New Zealand, they've split themselves on it.
To both of you, start with you, Stephen, though. First of all, this GST out of Australia, so we're now collecting on their behalf. Why didn't you deal with the GST for bricks and mortar retailers here, given things like Amazon are coming? In other words, they're at a 15% discount.
Yeah, we had quite a bit of work going on that. In fact, it was nearly finished. And the Australian approach is the one that we took with the electronic commerce. So what they're doing that affects TradeMe is exactly what we did in terms of all the, for example, your Amazon, your Kindles and all that sort of stuff. The good stuff is slightly trickier, but actually I think it is a viable solution. And although we will be one of the first countries in the world to do it, right, if we do it. But actually I think charging at source is much better than making people pay when they come into the country, which is what we do now for goods under $1,000 and over the minimum.
Right. Presumably you'll pick up and run with it, Stuart.
Well, as the revenue minister now, Mike, yeah, absolutely. And look, I've had a look at the papers. This government didn't do enough about this. So what happened?
It's quite possible this government won't either.
15% competitive advantage to those overseas, while our retailers had to deal with GST, overseas people didn't. And
exactly.
So it's the right thing to do.
And you will do it.
Absolutely.
All right. Stephen, why didn't you split your paid parental leave? The paid parental leave you did have as a government, split it the way you wanted to yesterday, thus making your suggestion, although quite a good one, perhaps Machiavellian.
No, well, because we actually thought of it before the election. It was our election policy in terms of paid parental leave. Go back and have a look. And the only reason we didn't do it before then is we didn't think of it before then. It's a good idea. And now's the time to do it while there's a law going through the parliament. It seems like this is a great opportunity. And the reason for not doing it appears to be it's our idea.
Right. Having said that, Stuart...
Now, Mike, we do need to set the record straight on this.
Okay.
And that is Labor's Sue Moroney had two paid parental bills up before the House, National voted them both down.
But,
and do you know why?
Stephen is being a little bit disingenuous.
No, but do you know why? No, it's important, because the reason why was we said at the time, both times, that we supported it in principle, but the issue was debt. And as I think you guys are about to find out, debt does actually provide constraints on what you can do. I know you're not sort of thinking that way at the moment, but I suspect before the end of the year you're going to find that you've run out of room to meet your commitments and also make sure you don't go over your debt. So it'll be very interesting to have those
conversations. Having said that, Stuart, see, what it looked like yesterday is Lise Galloway said, because it's not good for the baby, and suddenly you look like the guys who were trying to raise our children and you knew better than mums and dads around the country, which is not a good look.
No, this is evidence-based research. That there's no doubt. And Ian Lees-Galloway and Sue Moroney before him put a hell of a lot of work into this. And keep in mind, this bill, well, the substantive bill, has been to two select committees, so the experts have had a good hard look at it. Kiwis have been able to submit on this. And I think what we've ended up with is a fantastic bill that's going to be good for New Zealand families. But the Nats did vote this down twice when in government. That's the truth of the matter.
All right, got a motor on you guys. Appreciate it very much. See you next Wednesday. Stuart Nash, Stephen Joyce, Politics Wednesday.